is Sports Beat Extra.
Earlier this week, Off the Balls, Rachel Sheehan was joined by former Mary Immaculate College teammates and former Limerick and Tipperary hurlers Declan Hannan and Niall O'Mara as Electric Ireland was previewing the Fitzgibbon Cup final, which took place last night, where UL claimed a historic double over local rivals Mary Eye. This season, through its first-class rivals campaign, Electric Ireland will highlight players from across the championship in the Electric Ireland Player of the Match series and continue to celebrate the unique alliances that form between county rivals as they come together in pursuit of some of the most coveted titles across GAA.
Lads, how are you?
Very good now. How are you keeping?
Very good, thank you. I just spent the last couple of minutes watching the last few minutes of the 2016 Fitzgibbon Cup final again. I'm not sure I've seen as much chaotic scenes since.
Was Keane Lynch's point on it, Rachel, by any chance?
Yeah, the ones on YouTube are just like the very final minutes and that scrap of the goal mouth.
But I actually forgot. You were saying it actually wasn't televised, I don't think. Which when the election was on or something, so it actually wasn't televised, so a lot of people actually missed out on an epic game.
One of the best, I'd say, because even looking for the highlights, it's hard to come by, and it's just like those kind of dying minutes, and the commentary behind there was obviously some lad kind of standing next to it, just like, blow it up, ref, please, blow it up.
We have the DVD if you ever want it, we'll send it up to you.
You could have sent that over to me now yesterday, that would have been very helpful.
That was brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, what are your memories of that game, like, extra time upon extra time? Have you played in something as kind of tense as that since?
I don't think so. Over 40 hours, probably, you know, like inter-county training on a Tuesday, I'd say, for everybody. And then semi-final against LIT on Friday, that was a bit of a dogfight. I think we only won it by a point or two. Then we had to turn around and obviously play UL on Saturday. And I suppose Saturday kind of put your finger on it. We just had a good group, good, you know, bond between us all. And like, lads were enjoying it. I think that's the most important thing with it. Like, there was no mention of tactics around it. It was really just, quote, it's us versus them, Mary Eye versus UL, it's Limerick Derby kind of thing. I just remember that being kind of like a bit of a narrative as well. Like, it's funny.
You both, I was kind of checking the match report as well, you both ended up injured in the latter stages of that game as well, both coming off kind of from the 69th minute onward.
Say the old fitness, the injured light was on there throughout extra time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but sure, like, yeah, I actually forgot it was the day before was the semi-final and then the day after was the final. So, intense 48 hours, yeah, but geez, unreal memories. Like, I mean, it was something you'll remember forever, like, and especially with Mary Eye, it's such a small college. First year, everyone, if it's given cup as well, and just great memories. And I suppose the Fitzgibbon Cup is special in the sense that you get to play with lads from different counties, you know, from different clubs in those counties as well, and learn so much off them. And yeah, as Niall said, it was a great old crack along the way as well. We didn't even train that much because lads, a lot of lads were playing in their county, so it was kind of meet up and, you know, discuss a small couple of tactics, hit a ball around the hall in Mary Eye and go up and play the matches then. So I think that was so enjoyable as well, that, you know, the intensity of it was a bit lower than the county scene as well.
Yeah, just speaking about Jamie Wall there, he was involved in the coaching setup the year you won that maiden one in 2016, but Eamon Creggan announced his retirement after 23 years being involved that evening after you won. Did you know that was going to be his last dance?
Not at all. And I suppose he was obviously ingrained in the college and everyone knew him, you know, and there was stories about him, but he's a great fella as well. And in terms of Jamie, like, I think as well, Jamie played with us in 2013 when we lost the final against UCC. And I think that kind of embodies what he is. He kind of knows all about the college game. And in fairness, he was great to gel us together. And I'm assuming, you know, he's there the best part of a decade now. And like, he's probably got that kind of, I suppose, style of getting grouped together very quickly, because you only have a month, maybe 6 weeks with the whole panel together. But in terms of Eamon, 23 years, like, it's some dedication to a small college like Mary Eye. And like, obviously the pinnacle in 2016 would have been winning the Fitzgibbon Cup. But I know, like, talking to Brendan Matter and he's as a hurl under him, they all had a great time for him as well. So he's a great servant in the GAA, and, you know, he's a great servant of Mary Eye, as you mentioned there, with 23 years of, you know, I suppose that little pitch out the back and teaching lads how to hurl, or maybe how to do the right and wrong thing. It's a fair going.
Declan, he's spoken often about how tough he finds it watching Limerick. Even now, you know, he went through years of playing with them, obviously, with that win in 73. But do you find the same now, having retired recently? Are you able to watch the games a little bit easier?
Well, yeah. I am able to watch them, to be honest, John. Obviously, this is the first year not being involved in a long time, which is different and all that. But no, I don't. I find this not easy, but I'm not ducking and diving around the back of the couch watching the matches either, you know. But yeah, it's different. I suppose discussing earlier on, the biggest change for me anyway. What I see is, you know, you're missing your buddies and your friends that you've built up such great relationships over the last 10, 15 years. So from that side, it's tough, but I don't miss running around, you know, Rakhil or any of these places this time of year with the rain flogging down. So no, currently getting on the finest. So I'm based in Dublin a lot of the time, but yeah, slowly and surely coming to terms with the whole thing.
Do you try and interact with a lot of the lads still, or do you know, especially when it's kind of starting to reach championship end of the season, that they're locking in and they're going to be in their own kind of echo chamber? Or do you try and kind of remove yourself?
Like, I mean, when you're out of that bubble, you're out, and when you're in the bubble, you're in. And, you know, I've had enough experience of being inside her that the last thing you want to be doing is talking about hurling to somebody who's outside that bubble. You know what I mean? So be very conscious of that. And gone from meeting them 4 or 5 times a week now to so sporadically, you know, and you know, that's just the way it is. It doesn't go on forever. And, you know, they're on a totally different schedule to the schedule I'm on now. So, you know, I have to respect that and give them space and time to do what they need to do, because it does take up a huge amount of your hours in the day. So, you know, you'll just be hoping everything goes so well for them, and so just wishing them all the best for the rest of the year.
And Niall, same for yourself. How did you find it, kind of hanging up the boots now? You would have struggled with so many injuries as well coming through the years.
Yeah, it's interesting. I suppose the first year I would have found it hard just watching games and that. Like, it's funny, like, just because, and at the same time, Tip weren't going well. So you'd like, they're my friends in there, have to support them. And, you know, like, that's the other side of it too. You soldier with these lads for so long, and, you know, tough times, good times, bad times, you're there all the way with them. And like, for likes of Noel McGrath and these lads, you know, I'm sure they come out and said it, that, you know, 2024 was a real kind of difficult year for them. And I suppose that was the biggest thing for me. Like, you're trying to support them through that tough time, because you know how much effort goes in there. And then last year, then, was the total opposite. You know, there was ecstasy for the boys in July when they won it. So, like, Noel got his 4th medal, and Ronan and John and Jason got the 3rd medal, and all the young boys got maybe their 1st or 2nd. So it's just different. You know, I think from my perspective, obviously having a family and a son, my decision was a bit easier to kind of step away. But as Declan said there, you kind of, do you miss the meeting up with the lads and having a bit of crack? Like, you know, a lot of your memories are created on the hurling field, but it's the journey in between where you have the banter or training or do that tough session, or, you know, you go to a training camp somewhere and you kind of, you build a bit of resilience, and, you know, they have your back and I have their back, and that's what great teams are, really. And, you know, I suppose that was the challenge was actually a very exciting part. That's the part I missed the most, that you have to be on your game every night and going in and playing against, thankfully, we had some of the best players in Ireland at the time, and I'm sure Declan was the same. You had to be tuned in going in, but definitely, yeah, you've missed the friendships. You don't see lads as much, but I suppose that's the way life goes. You kind of move on to the next phase, and I'm sure that that'll happen for everybody that retires at some stage. They'll find a niche. You know, we're talking about, I play a bit of golf, Declan, I don't know what he's doing at the moment, drinking coffee, but he'll find something.
Is there any part of you when you're watching the All-Ireland final this summer that's saying, I'd love to have stayed on?
No, I'll tell you why, because I made peace with my decision, and my first cousin Craig Morgan was on the team, so, you know, like, I was more playing through him, if that's the case, because that sense of family, and yeah, obviously my friends are there as well. So, like, to be honest with you, no, maybe 2024 would might have been different, being like, you know, maybe I left a year or two earlier, but, or whatever it may have been, but no, 2025 I think was just redemption for Tip, and when you're Tip supporter and you just want the boys to do well, I think that was the kind of biggest thing. I didn't have any, you know, sense of, I wish I was, obviously wish you were, I was there, but I mean, no, I didn't wish I was playing or anything, because I know, I said to Declan, you know how hard it is to get there. It's slogging October, November, December to get to the pinnacle in July. It's not easy. And as we said, we were lucky to get a few. He got a bit more than me, but I was happy to have those memories in Croke Park, and that's half the battle, I suppose.
He got a few more than most anyway, in fairness. You wouldn't be the only one losing out there. And how do you think John Coyle will be feeling now, and the group itself, probably disappointing loss to Waterford in the first game, but bringing it back against Kilkenny last weekend to a fairly comprehensive victory in the last kind of like 7 minutes?
Yeah, no, they finished really well, and you know, that's our consistent throughout the entire game, so I'm sure they'll be very happy with that. And look, they're building along nicely there, and you know, a couple of new lads, a couple of new names involved in the first few games. Matthew Fitzgerald there is, you know, doing really, really well. He looks real solid and, you know, comfortable in the intercounty scene. So again, very much looking forward to seeing how he progresses over the next number of games and moving into the championships. So it's an exciting time for him. Yeah, of course, would have been disappointed last year and the year before the way things finished up. But, you know, that's the cut and thrust of the intercounty game. You're not going to win every year. You know, there's going to be teams that beat you. So yeah, looking forward to see how they bounce back now. And, you know, again, wishing them the very, very best of luck for 26.
And Niall, same for yourself. Like, we've obviously we have defending champions, but the pipeline of talent just doesn't seem to stop coming out of Tipperary. Nina winning the Hearty Cup again this year. That's like the last 4 years coming from a Tipperary team. So many representatives on these college teams. Tipper going nowhere.
Yeah, I agree. I think we had a partnership with Setanta, you know, strength condition college a couple of years ago, brought in with Tipperary. It's definitely made a difference in terms of, you know, speed, strength, and you can see the fruits of it coming through. You know, you've got good lads over the minor team. You know, James Woodlock has been there, Brendan Cummins has been there, obviously Liam Catton and Mikey Beavan. So they're all getting top class coaching and really good setups. And, you know, even looking at schools, some of the school setups at the moment, like a friend of mine is involved with, Jack Peters is involved with Nina CBS, and like just talking to him there, it's very professional. So like everyone that's, you know, getting to the level is getting very good setup. And as you said, we're going nowhere hopefully for the time being. You know, if Darren McCarthy there tomorrow night, you know, Sinead O'Donoghue, who would probably two of the top fours in Ireland at their age. And you know, Aaron Morgan is playing for cornerback for you well as well, and a few lads in the Mary I team. So Adam Daly's there. So like we've got a load of the Tip lads to watch out for tomorrow night as well. And just as Declan said, you'll be watching with your Tip lad on, hoping, you know, that they could be the stars of the show tomorrow evening and kick on and do the same in, you know, Turles or the Gaelic rounds in 2 or 3 months' time. So yeah, please God, we'll be there for a while, because you know, I think there's enough talent there, and hopefully they can, I suppose, have that consistency and go back to back, because I'm sick of getting slagged by Cork lads about doing one in a row and stuff like this.